return of capital is more important than return on capital, right? You want to be able to keep your assets safe, hold on to them rather than lose them, right? And cash flow, in my opinion, is the best way to do that.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Multifamily Money Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Winslow, and welcome to another Finance Friday episode. Every Friday, we dive into finance strategies, tips, and tricks, and anything that's on my mind that I feel will help you to get your money working for you harder and smarter. So you can get out there and live the life you want to live and create that world for you and your family. And today, it's going to be a short one. I was just thinking about a few things when it comes to investing, whether that be in real estate, small businesses, or any other type of venture, and that's cash flow. We hear that a lot, especially in the last 2 years, cash flow, financial freedom paid by cash flow, buy rental properties, buy small businesses, e-commerce, YouTube automation, even crypto to a certain extent. People were talking about passive income, cash flow, to create that life you want to live. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I agree with it, right? That's part of my strategy, is to use that cash flow. But I feel the most important, or I should say, what I feel is an often overlooked part of cash flow has nothing to do with living off of it. It has everything to do with weathering through the tough times. I think that's the most important part of cash flow. Yeah, it can create passive income so you can live the life you want to live, and you get that whole time freedom thing, right? Which is true financial freedom, being able to do what you want, when you want, with who you want. And that obviously can look different for everyone. That's why cash flow has been such a sexy term, right? Because cash flow can essentially, you put in the work in the beginning, and then cash flow can essentially provide you the life you want to live with little to no work, right? However, there's two things I feel are happening. One, people are just hunting for any type of cash flow to build that passive income. But what they're not realizing what it's really meant for is, in my opinion, is to weather the storms, right? Because we all know real estate appreciates over time, right? And that's one major aspect of investing in real estate, for instance, or any business in general, is that wealth generation over time. You know, those buy and hold strategies. What's going to allow you to hold, whether it's real estate or a business, what's going to allow you to hold that investment over the long period? It's going to be cash flow. Cash flow is just weather you through the ups and downs, right? And that's why when you hear people say, like, buy a fat deal, don't buy a skinny deal, what they mean by that is cash flow after all, like I'm talking about net cash flow after all the expenses are paid. If it's a lot of cash flow, it's a fat deal, right? And then if it's not a lot, it's a skinny deal. And why people say you should stay away from a skinny deal, not because it's you're not getting as much cash flow, but because what happens to a skinny deal is it gets skinnier in bad times, right? For a real estate, for example, let's say vacancy skyrockets, whether that be physical or economic, either there's a lot of vacant units or you have a lot of people that are in the units but not paying, delinquency. If you have a skinny deal, that can into that cash flow real fast and make it disappear real fast. And then you have to then take your own money that's outside of that deal to keep it afloat, right? That's why people say don't do skinny deals. However, in this market, I feel like people are chasing a lot of skinny deals, and what they're doing is they're justifying it by slapping on a ridiculous cap rate on the back end. So by that, I mean, they're justifying it through the sale of the property. So like an outcome-based investment, you need this outcome to happen in order for you to achieve those returns. So I think an important metric to look at right now is really your cash on cash per year. Like, what is that yielding you? Where's your cash flow at? Because what you'll see is you'll see a lot of cash on cash for the first like 1 to 3 years. It's really low, like 1 to 3%. And then it spikes either in a year you refinance or a year you sell. And then it spikes, and then you're able to get that 15% plus IRR, 16-17% average annual return, 1.8 to 2x equity multiple. But that's solely based off on a sale. And yes, has it worked in the past few years? Yes. The market's been going up like crazy, but we're in different times now. We have interest rates that have been increasing, and they're going to continue to increase as the Fed increases over the remainder of the year and into next year. We have geopolitical issues, supply chain, inflation, you know, all the stuff I ramble about every week. We're in a different time period, and it's not smart to make an investment based off of that outcome. So what happens when you go to refinance and your debt yield or your DCR, your debt coverage ratio is out of whack, and one, you can't, and then you're underwater, or maybe you can, but values aren't where they're at, so you're not able to pull out the money you thought you could, rates are higher, or you go to sell the property and you just can't get the number that you had originally underwrote the deal at. So you're not going to provide your investors with a return. And we're going to see a lot of this where people are going to be underwater, right? Because their deal is predicated on two major things: high rent growth, both through organic and forced appreciation renovations, and then a sale price. We always underwrite at, we find out what kind of the market is trading at, what we think year one stabilized cap rate is going to be at, and then we add anywhere from 0.5, anywhere from 50 basis points to 100 basis points over 5 years. And if it's in a different market, maybe it's more, maybe it's less, it all depends. But we're always adding cap rates, and sometimes it's going to be higher than 100 basis points. But generally, we stick in that range where we're adding what our exit cap is going to be. And you really need to understand the market. Just because it's trading at a 4 cap today doesn't mean that should be the true market cap you're basing it off of. Because once we reach a period of equilibrium, is it really a 4 cap, or is it going to return to the mean? And even if you add 100 basis points to that, it's still not going to be returning to the mean. Maybe the mean's more closer to 6%, and that could, a 6% cap, and that could really screw up your deal. So the point of this is you really should be buying on cash flow. Buy cash flow. Make it make sense now, next year, not in 4 to 5 years. A lot can happen in 4 to 5 years. You know, if we look at bonds, because this is, I look at this in the same light, in the sense of we're buying this for yield, right? And with bonds, there's something called duration. So what's the duration of the bond? Like, what is the time period to maturity? And as that gets longer, it gets riskier. So you're rewarded with a higher yield. It's the same thing here. It gets riskier over time, right? So you need to be underwriting that risk. So a lot can happen in 5 years, especially in a market we're in now. And there's a lot of newer investors out there that have been in the game during this euphoric high of multifamily, of any type of real estate, honestly, where everything's just going up, 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 opportunity, opportunity. We just all need to be smart. Like I always say, just stick to your fundamentals, stick to your criteria. Yeah, I get it. It's tough, right? You see people doing deals, see people going under contract, closing on things. It's tough, right? FOMO, fear of missing out. Yeah, it's real. You feel like you're not doing enough. You're questioning yourself, what am I doing wrong? Should I really be doing this? Am I meant for this? Just stick to your guns. Trust me. Just because someone got a deal today under contract, you don't know what that's going to be like for them in 3 to 5 years. Who knows? It could be a deal that they go underwater and are forced to sell, and you pick it up. You pick it up for a great price. So don't worry about what others are doing. Comparison is the real killer of your future, of your dreams, right? So don't do that. And stick to your criteria. Underwrite smartly. And I hate to say conservatively, because I feel like it's really overused, especially in this market. People always say they're conservative underwriters. And you look at their underwriting and it doesn't seem very conservative to me. But I digress. Just search for cash flow. And I would say you want to look for anywhere. I used to say 10% cash on cash, but that obviously gets harder. I would say you wouldn't want to go much below 8, just to be able to weather the storm. If anything happens, you can hold on to that asset, because that's what it's about, right? To me, preservation of capital is more important than a return. Return of capital is more important than return on capital, right? You want to be able to keep your assets safe, hold on to them rather than lose them, right? And cash flow, in my opinion, is the best way to do that, where there's a lot of storms. Yes, it can provide passive income. When times are great, it does do that. And that's why it's amazing, right? Especially with how we can increase rents over time and our debt remains fixed. It's just a really strong story, a really powerful way to combat inflation, but also to increase your monthly cash flow. And talking about debt, this is not a time to over leverage. Stay away from bridge debt as best you can. I know there's some instances where you have no choice, Maybe the choice is not to do that deal. You have to make that decision though. But don't over-leverage. Leverage is a very powerful tool until it's not. And that can happen really fast and stops being a powerful tool. It starts eroding your wealth. It starts destroying your goals and dreams. So be smart about it. Don't over-leverage. Search for cash flow. Don't justify a deal based on some exit strategy that's 5 years down the road and so many things can happen. Don't do that. All right, guys. I hope there was some value in this. Might not seem as positive as a lot of my shows, but this is something that's been on my mind. It's something I've been seeing out there. Other people's underwriting, deals they're doing, the way they're justifying it. I don't want to get hurt. I don't want my investors to get hurt. And I don't want any of you who are listening to this to ever get hurt making that decision. So that's why I feel I have to share this to anyone who listens to the show. So I hope you found value. And as always, get out there. Create the world you want to live, but do it smartly, right? Because it's not what you make, but it's what you keep. So you got to make those decisions so you can keep as much as you can. All right, everybody. We'll catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's a little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.